on the first page of the 18th Juz, we are discussing the ayat pertaining to Al-Mu'minun, who are successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the opening ayah of Surah Al-Mu'minun. And the surah is named after this particular ayah and the opening ayah of the 18th Juz of the Qur'an al-Kareem. The last verse we discussed was verse 8, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Successful also are those who are observant of their trusts and pledges. And we explained that one is your trust to Allah in fulfilling the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then, yes, in terms of valuables that people have lost, left with you, in terms of when you're owing people money, in terms of when you're doing business with people, your pledges, your trusts, your words, your promises. But also in terms of keeping that which is confidential, confidential, in terms of giving right advice when people seek advice from you, all of that would fall under this particular ayah. The next ayah, verse 9, which we discuss now, which is the last of the qualities which Allah discusses, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, those who are watchful over their salah. Allah says they are watchful over their salah, meaning that they perform their salah at the appropriate time, in the appropriate way, observing all of the etiquette, observing all of the conditions. They don't allow their engrossment with dunya or they're being engrossed with fellow human beings to detract them and to distract them from salah. We know that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was at home with his family, he was very jovial, he was very informal, he was very relaxed. But when the adhan would be given, his whole body language would change and his whole demeanor would change. He would get very serious because salah is a serious commitment to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And with regards to salah, we can talk for days on end in terms of the emphasis on salah in the Quran, the emphasis on salah in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just mention what is in Anwarul Bayan. They bring the narration of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Allah has ordained 5 salah. Whoever will perform a proper wudu, perform them on time with proper performance of the ruku and sajda, Allah undertakes to forgive him. Whoever does not do so shall have no such undertaking from Allah. If Allah wills, he will forgive him. Otherwise, Allah will punish and whoever. Otherwise, Allah will punish whosoever he wills. This narration is in Abu Dawood. Then there's a narration of Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhuma, that once while making mention of salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salah will be an illumination on the day of Qiyamah for the person who is particular about them. It will also be a proof of his iman and a means of delivery from Jahannam. As for the one who was not particular about salah, it will neither be an illumination nor a proof nor a means of delivery. On the day of Qiyamah, such a person will be raised with the likes of Fir'aun, Haman and Ubay ibn Khalaf. Now, after discussing these attributes, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. So 6 attributes have been mentioned. Offering salah with humility and submissiveness. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Then, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. Remaining aloof from vain and futile talk. Fulfilling monetary duties and keeping your bodies, souls and your wealth pure. So Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Zakah in the broad sense and in the narrow sense. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. That you only fulfill your desires where it is permissible and when it is permissible to fulfill it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Safeguarding your trust and pledges. And then, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Safeguarding your salah. So salah mentioned in the beginning, salah mentioned in the end. Then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. It is they who are inheritors. What will they inherit? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Who shall inherit the paradise of cool shade. Firdaus literally means cool shade. But it also refers to the highest level of Jannah. And therein you will abide forever. So Allah says, if you can bring these qualities into your life, not only will you get Jannah, you will get the highest level in Jannah. And not only will you get the highest level in Jannah, you will remain in that highest level forever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Salillah al-Firdaus. Ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant it to all of us without reckoning. Ameen ya Rab. But we should also make an effort towards making ourselves eligible for Jannatul Firdaus.